Hello, we are Maël and Ronan, and today we will talk about artificial intelligence. A new AI recently became famous, and you certainly heard about it. It's called ChatGPT. ChatGPT is an artificial intelligence developed by OpenAI, a society from Elon Musk. This AI learns from textual data and can adapt its behavior depending on the user's question, so it can answer to very much requests. Artificial intelligence like ChatGPT can have positive points as well as negative points. We'll start to talk about advantages and Ronan will talk about disadvantages. First of all, ChatGPT can give us quick and accurate answers to simple or complex questions. It can be useful for online research. The chatbot can also help the user to improve his language with text correction, text translation, or even sentence suggestion. Moreover, writers can ask to ChatGPT for inspiration in their poems or songs. Next, this function will be less liked by teachers, but the AI is able to do your homework, even your hardest mathematics problem, or write a complete code in any programming language. To sum up, ChatGPT is a time-saving, reliable, and very practical tool. Of course, when there's a new invention, there are also some negative points.
ChatGPT has a lot of positive points, but there are also negative points. The first is that ChatGPT can give wrong information. So it's recommended when you ask something to ChatGPT to check if the information given by ChatGPT is true. The second is about the homework. It's very good that ChatGPT can do your homework, but it can make the students lazy and so they don't have to learn their work. The third is about the jailbreak. So we all know that there is a censorship on ChatGPT. So if you ask something that is racist, anti-Semitic or something like that, he will say that he can say that because he's just an AI. But some users create a jailbreak. So it means it's a version of ChatGPT where it can say whatever you want. So it's called Dan, and it means do anything now. So Dan can be violent, arrogant. He can give his opinion and say what you want. So you have to jailbreak ChatGPT. You have to send a request to ChatGPT, which is composed of 25 sentences and more than 10 lines. And after, ChatGPT will answer to you in two parts. The first is ChatGPT's answer without jailbreak. And the second is the doppelganger of ChatGPT, which is called Dan. And so the second part of the answer is Dan's answer. I already tried it, and it's very roaring and weird. And the big negative point is that OpenAI can't fix that problem because at each update, the users who created Dan come back and create another version of Dan, and after Dan works. So in conclusion, there are a lot of positive points for ChatGPT, but there are also negative points that OpenAI can't fix.